Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case you it's your first time, my name is Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
I'm awesome, and you, man?
Ah, great, man, great, man. So, as always, good things have been happening, and bad things have been happening. And we discuss strictly sports. You get what I'm saying? So we're gonna speak about three things today. So we're gonna speak about the confirmation that Messi is staying in Barcelona. So hallelujah to that. And secondly, we're gonna speak about the issue of Anthony Joshua. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but we're gonna speak about an issue with Anthony Joshua. Many people say he's supposed to be focused on his fight, Mr. Calvin. He's supposed to be focused on his fight. And thirdly, we're gonna give you the update. We're going to give the update on the soccer and the rugby afterwards. So it's going to be some juicy chart topics today, guys. I'm really, really looking forward to these topics. And please comment on below. Please comment on Instagram, on Facebook, or anywhere on social media. And tell us what do you think about the topics and why is that the case? Should Messi stay in Barcelona after a big loss, or do you think you should move? Let us know your opinions, you know. And the issue with Anthony Joshua, I'll introduce it in the second time. So don't worry about it. I'll give you the issue as to what is the issue of Anthony Joshua. That's why I say it's an issue. It's a really, really big issue. So anyway, guys, I'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Your number one hit station in town.
Activism.
For the love of music.
I remember this.
Welcome back to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. As always. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, it is confirmed that Messi is staying in Barcelona. He's not going to Manchester City. A lot of people have been saying that he was going to go to Manchester.
Yeah, that so. I think there also we should get it straight. The fact that I don't know. It's just a matter of team that's willing to pay that much, you know what I'm saying? Because what I figured out now, what's standing in the way for Messi is the money that Barcelona is expecting for. Because if you really think about it, Messi's a world star player, you know what I'm
saying? And he's worth a lot.
He's not one of those guys that you can just give for free. No way.
He's one of the goals.
Yeah, loan. For me, personally, I don't think there's no way Messi should be given on a loan, you know?
Exactly. Yeah,
Real Madrid, Manchester.
Barcelona,
Barcelona asked for 700 million.
Wow. So he's worth...
That's basically close to a bill. It is very close.
Oh, gosh. Now, I really think, in my opinion, I really think he shouldn't move from Barcelona. He's born there. Manchester City. Okay, you want to try something? Are you trying to say he should get the different taste of...
He's been in that team for 20... And wait, one thing that I saw that people... I was watching his interview the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was saying, what's happening? He says he's been wanting to leave since beginning of this year. He spoke to the president. So they knew. They never knew the exact date as to when he's leaving. So obviously these things have been building up, but he's been wanting to leave.
I think
And he says one thing he's saying, he says he'll never backstab Barcelona, because that's his. I think he also went on to saying he's going to coach, because there was a younger team apparently that he's coaching.
Yes.
So he's going to carry on with that in Barcelona.
He said
Barcelona is home, because they took him from nothing. They gave him everything.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He also gave them everything.
He
started calculating. And it's true,
the stuff
that he won for Barcelona personally. So it was, if you really listen to it. Okay, also on the other side, the fact that he was moving affected his kids. Affected his wife.
Oh,
yeah, apparently Thiago, his younger boy, was crying to say, no, he didn't want to leave the place.
Because
imagine, man, after such a long time of building relationships and stuff, now you have to move, you know.
So you was going to move to England, apparently.
Yeah, the English, yeah.
Oh, wow. So
obviously, I think from what I'm hearing and seeing, I think him and the president, Messi and the president, they're not in a good space, you know.
Oh, okay. So that's why
the president said, he said it's cool, whoever wants to take him, but you must pay $700 million. Now think about it, who's gonna pay that? Yeah, it's crazy.
I really think it's putting Pep Guardiola under so much pressure.
Yeah. And one thing also that they mentioned about Messi is that he could have taken this matter to court, and the chances are apparently it's 80% chances that he would have won the case.
Yes.
But he just shows that he loves Barcelona that much.
Yes.
That he would never take his home team. He said, I would never take them to court.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Because he says, you know, he feels like they're wrong, but he won't take them.
Yeah, just because of a big loss. I mean, it's...
No, look, he did mention the fact that people think he's leaving because of the Bayern match. He's like,
but
no
he's
way.
Been wanting to
yeah,
leave.
That's what he said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That
so
was just the add-on to it, to say,
oh,
look,
okay. Okay, so he's been wanting to leave. I think if there was not a big loss, he was going to leave by the end of the year.
Yeah, he was going to leave regardless of the match.
Yeah, regardless, he was going to leave at the end of the year. But the guys think that he's leaving because of a big loss with Bayern Munich.
Yeah, no, not a chance.
But it's not a chance. That's not the case. That is not the case. I mean, imagine a transfer affects your family. Imagine that.
Yeah.
It affects your kids. Even his little boy, Thiago, started crying.
Yep.
Wow. Now,
yeah,
that's
but
big.
You can't just change like that.
I mean, look, his transfer affected a lot of people around the world.
Yeah.
Everybody was posting Messi, Messi this, Messi that. Even the NBA players were talking about.
And one thing I also heard is that soon, in the coming weeks, they're going to be choosing a new president for Barcelona. So now, you see, that's the thing. People are saying, because most people are saying is that next year, he might be able to move to another team, you know.
But let's see what he says.
Now. Yeah, no, look, if the president gets elected, that's what I was also thinking.
Yeah.
Let's say they elect another president and then he decides to stay. Whatever makes him stays in the team, he adapts again and
But look, at the end of the day, it's just our opinion. We must hear from his mouth, because as we heard from his mouth, he wants to stay. And it affected him so much that his wife, his kids were affected.
Yeah.
I mean,
even Suarez. So
even Suarez
also wanted to leave, you know.
Oh, yes,
to go to Juventus.
It was
crazy. So that's why I think what I've been hearing, again, it's my opinion, is that the president, there's an issue with Barcelona's president and some of the players.
Oh,
so
okay. It's not just Messi, though.
Yes.
It's the Suarez, the Messi's, like those guys. Suarez wanted to buy him in Juventus.
Juventus.
But the question is it affecting the same way that it's affecting Messi? That's what we don't know.
We need to look
at Suarez's side now. You get what I'm saying?
I think with Messi, he just wants to try something different. That's
I think
he loves Barcelona. He just wants to. But they're not giving him that gap, so...
Oh, so they're not giving him that space to say, okay, move on and all that stuff. But
unless Pep Guardiola can find $700 million. You know.
$700 million.
Mm.
I'm telling you, that's... Okay.
And guys,
that's
like the highest, our highest paying players, I think they run 100 and something million, you know? And now from there,
even Cristiano is lower than... Is lower than
not even half of that, you know?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the issue with Anthony Joshua. In case you don't know, let me just address this issue. Now, I was talking to my friend yesterday, and you say, and I saw I was going through WhatsApp and all this, WhatsApp status and all that stuff. Now, I picked up that Anthony Joshua. Apparently, he was cheating with the Manchester City's player ex-wife. Apparently, now apparently that's not the case. Okay. Apparently, that is not the case.
Okay, for those who don't know Anthony Joshua, guys, he's a boxer.
He's a boxer.
He's a heavyweight champion boxer. Yeah.
Yes, he's a world heavyweight champion. He's the guy that I think next year he might face Tyson Fury for all the titles.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying. But anyways, this topic is going to be juicy. I mean,
and it's recent stuff, you know.
And what makes it even interesting, it's just recent, and people didn't know. I just find out my friend was like, no man, Anthony Joshua apparently cheated, but that was not the case. The media is busy entertaining it and saying, nah, Anthony Joshua's cheating. I saw they bumped into each other twice in England. Come on. Jeez. But what is the news you have there about Anthony Joshua?
Look, they are saying, I think they're just pushing. Because, look, I think here we don't know what to say. It could be true.
It could
definitely be true.
But Anthony Joshua said it himself. He denied it.
Yeah, look, I see also here on Sky Sports News, they say photos of Anthony Joshua and the mother of two hanging out together at the restaurant, basically.
Hanging out.
You
know?
But still, I would like to understand, as a married wife, I mean, already he's married to a soccer.
He's married.
Okay, he's an ex-player. He's an ex.
Yes.
I think, okay, I don't think the player is affected here. I think the most person that's affected
is Anthony.
It's Anthony Joshua's wife.
That is so true. Yeah. Because, look, Anthony Joshua's married, and look, he's supposed to be focusing, but look, I don't know if the rumors are true, but they said he denied it.
Apparently there's photos that's been taken of both of them, you know.
There's been photos, yes. But after Anthony Joshua find out that she was married to someone else, then he started backing off.
And it was nights out, they call it. So they're saying the guy, Anthony Joshua, was going out mostly at night.
Yeah, so, her. And another thing, it's about Anthony, when he denied it, and he started backing off the relationship. Now, that woman was persistent with Anthony Joshua, was busy getting Anthony Joshua's attention. Mm. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah,
apparently, she invited Anthony Joshua to some VIP conference. You know?
Yes.
And Anthony Joshua also agreed. And that's why, you know, obviously flirting and yeah.
Anyway,
but yeah.
Look, in my opinion, we're just going to give opinions here. Let's just give our opinion. In my opinion, I wouldn't do that. I mean, if you're married with kids, would you go out with another woman? No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I'm sorry, but Anthony Joshua is a boxer, and it's gonna affect him.
Yeah, and one thing he also said is that he is disappointed that she or people around her tried to use his name to generate publicity. So basically, that's why she's disappointed. She's saying, well, is this? She's also, I think Rita is also involved because she's trying to figure out if they are using his name to be able to,
become
big and fair, you know, stuff all stuff.
And this was recent stuff, but you know, Anthony, it's just it's just the first week. Mm. I mean, look, a lot can happen within a month, but I'm just saying it's just the first week.
Yeah.
But look, what I'm trying to say is that it's going to affect Anthony Joshua big time. I mean, remember the situation with Mike Tyson? If you're not sure, let me remind you. Like, he used to win fights, then he met this girl. Then he fell into depression very, very quickly. Yeah. Then he started losing fights. And that's how he lost against Douglas. You remember Douglas?
Yes.
That tall guy. Literally, they punched Mike Tyson so much that he even fainted. His mouth guard went out. Even the referee is like, no, let's just cut the fight. I mean, from there, he started losing fights. He said specifically it's because of a woman. I'm like, wow. So, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it does could affect Anthony Joshua big time. And he has to be very, very, very careful.
Yeah.
Very, very careful. Because if he's not careful, something's not going to happen. I'm not bringing curse about his life. I'm just saying that look at the guys in the history. In the boxing history, what happened to them? when they started having encounters.
Yeah, you know, one thing I also pick up, you know what I'm mostly people that have people who claim their names or try to put them. I don't know if you remember Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo's incident. So for me, it's like celebrities, like high players, they should watch themselves.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
As in who they hang around with. Is the person they're hanging around so popular enough not to search for popularity through their name? You know, because if, for those of you who remember Cristiano Ronaldo's situation in 2015, where he was claimed to rape a woman, you know what I'm saying? And then he had to, the woman actually testifies, like, no, he raped me. Hey, I just saw him take off my clothes. She doesn't even mention the fact that she told him stop. But yeah, he showed up saying, look, they had an agreement.
Yeah.
And it was crazy, man. And he said they had an agreement. And he had to pay a whole lot of money to that woman. That's when you start. Even, I don't know if you remember Neymar's one as well.
Neymar
also recently, not recently, but if it's not 3 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago. Yes. He was also in a similar situation with a girl after a nightclub enjoyment, and then he took her to an hotel, and then this girl started screaming. He started causing chaos, you know. Guys, I would say mostly for like soccer players, you know, for like soccer famous players, soccer players, you just need to watch who you hang with, you know.
Yes, that is absolutely true, because you know you get to that point where you like, no, life is good.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Now, next thing you encounter,
other people, use it to their advantage, you know what I'm saying?
They use it to their advantage and say, hey, life is good, man. Yeah. Like, I'm a boxer, I'm getting money, I have a house, my family's sustainable. You start getting to that point, you say, look, then they start getting comfortable now.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. If you get comfortable, anything can attack you. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything can attack you. I think soccer players, they encounter these things because, you know, if they're on their toes, if that thing comes, they know how to attack it immediately. Now, if they get comfortable, watch what happens. You've seen what Cristiano Ronaldo.
Definitely. Yeah.
You've seen what Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I've seen what a lot of soccer players, when they get comfortable, anything can attack them. Anything. I'm telling you, anything. So what we're trying to say is that you got to watch out when you're a celebrity. Look, a celebrity,
don't just hang out, guys, because they're hot. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Because
some of them, they see that if I can get him to do this, it could lead to this and we could make it viral.
And you can make it viral.
That's mostly his intentions.
And I think, you know, these guys, like, let's say you're a celebrity, you encounter the girl, and that girl says, now you do something nasty to them.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, if I can sue this guy, I can get a lot of money and I can get my breakthrough. Mm. Million, boom, right there. Now,
just like
a lot of people, do that. Eh? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do that on purpose. And you know, I'm not sure if I told you the story that apparently Benzema was banned from playing for France. Because apparently he was a scammer in France. I don't know if you know that.
Nope.
Yep. It was all over the news. One time when it was a long time ago. That's why you'll never see Benzema play for France again. He was banned. Literally from the president from France. He was banned because apparently he scammed someone in France. Now he's playing for Real Madrid. Yes.
Yeah.
But he's not gonna. If the FIFA World Cup comes, you will not see him. You're not seeing in France. You'll only see the guys like Mbappe playing for France, those French guys.
Yeah.
But you'll never see Benzema again. I'm not sure what's happening now as to what changed, but apparently he's banned from playing for France.
Sure.
It's crazy stuff, eh?
And also Man City, they tested two players this morning, Mahrez and Laporte.
Yes.
They tested positive for Man City players, And obviously, they're trying to put, like, these rules, you know, and regulations too.
Yeah.
That's why, I don't know if you remember, I spoke about it, that Neymar might not play because he had swapped his T-shirt with a Lyon player. I'm not sure.
What?
As in, after the match, man, it was the semi-finals, I think, the semi-finals.
But don't you think they do that sometimes.
No, they do that, but obviously it was strict rules because now it was the pandemic, you understand?
Oh, yeah.
So they run and they sweat and they're not allowed to. Mm. So in fact, he was lucky, now that I think of it, for the fact that he played, because there was rumors saying he shouldn't play, and people were saying he just needs to go and do a test.
And well, then,
here's Mahrez, guys, and Laporte, they after their match were tested positive, you know. So that's why it's important that these players don't sweat, not at this point in time. I mean, it's hot, we're running, we're sweating.
It's hot.
You give someone your T-shirt, they give you their T-shirt. While you don't have it, you can give a clean T-shirt, and they can give you a sick T-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But
you may find out that person was sick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, look, it's hot. The virus won't stick around for very, very long.
Yeah.
But when it's winter, the virus will stay in the air, obviously. But with regards to swapping T-shirts right now in this pandemic,
I
disagree.
I used to like it also, you know.
Yes,
at this point, I'm just against it. They should stop until whatever
is
happening is over.
I really disagree.
Because let's say, for instance, we swap T-shirts and I go back to my team and this whole thing is spread, you know.
Yeah, I get
so,
you.
And this
whole thing is spread and there's nothing you can do about it.
Because you take someone's T-shirt, you're busy greeting your teammates, their teammates.
And they're sweating.
They greet each other,
And I think it's called, I think if I'm not mistaken, in the US and in America, they're going into a very, very cold season. I don't know if you know that. They're going into a very, very cold season. And that's why we say we shouldn't swap, they shouldn't swap T-shirts and all that stuff. I understand it's summer because, like, the virus, like, even though you have the virus, it'll go quicker, I would say. If your immune system is good, then the virus will go quicker. Now, this thing about swapping T-shirts, it's my first time hearing this. Two players from Manchester City, you said.
Yeah, they were, obviously, I think they do tests, they do it very often, regularly.
Oh, okay.
And they were the two that were picked up.
They were passed, so they have to quarantine themselves for 14 days. So,
yep.
We won't see them play in this coming match, I believe.
Definitely.
You won't see them play, so I think it's just 14 days. I think towards the end of this month, you will see them play because it's just 14 days. Just remember that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So anyway, guys, it's been good. It's been real. We'll see you after this. Radio has never been better. You are
reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction. People of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life changing.
Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
So anyway, that is it from us, myself, Marcus, and Calvin. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course.
Do you remember what you did last week?
Oh, what did
I do? So last week, you like, which is Mr. Calvin? No, you didn't. In fact, you never said Mr. You said 777, which is the number of heaven, and then you looked at me, you're like, oh wow, Mr. Calvin forgot.
Really?
But you never introduced
me. Are you serious?
Like, okay, yeah, you can go listen to last week's one.
Okay, I'll go listen to myself. I'm really sorry about that, though. Flip, that wasn't my intention. So anyway, guys, please listen to some more shows. We've got some hot shows.
Or you can find us on WhatsApp also. Yeah.
Okay, you can actually find us on WhatsApp. You can go into Instagram and you can find the code there. And you can let us know on WhatsApp. You can chat with us. Like,
yeah.
You can You can do a lot right now. Yeah. We are a lot of social media. We're even on TikTok. That's crazy. Yep. We are on TikTok right now. So you can catch us on all social media platforms. Please make sure you download the shows, listen to them, and give your opinion. And what we should talk about, please give your opinion on what we should talk about.
We might be wrong, you know?
Yeah, we might be wrong.
We need you to interact with us. Tell us what you know, what you think. We'd listen, you know, we're good.
Yeah. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome to give your opinion. But anyway, it's been good. It's been real with you. We're going to see you same time next week, same time, same place. From myself and Kamu, we're going to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sports Database when radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.